Tories accuse the Whigs of being fanatics, the dregs of the populace, atheists, Commonwealth men. Whigs accuse Tories of being willing tools of the Jesuits and the French.
Since the revolution had said there should be an election every 3 years, this guaranteed an awful lot of politics.
The political temperature reached fever pitch in 1714 when Queen Anne died with no heir. To make sure of a Protestant successor, no fewer than 57 individuals with blood ties to Anne were passed over to arrive at the next King of England, an uncharismatic, middle-aged man who didn't speak English, George, Elector of Hanover, now King George I of Great Britain. It was the Whigs who backed his arrival in Britain and were rewarded when the new king appointed a Whig government. In response, the Tories ridiculed the new king as a lecherous dolt. His coronation was greeted with rioting in 20 towns.